From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. 17-year-old Chasity Martin from Pompano Beach has been climbing the amateur boxing ranks with the help of Stacy McKinley, who trained Mike Tyson and Ray Mercer. As Miami Herald intern Michael Sharp tells us, this is the first time McKinley has trained a female boxer.
Fight till you fall on your face if you have to. Don't hold anything back. Don't worry about it. You get back to the corner, I'll revive you.
Boxing trainer Stacy McKinley preps Chasity Martin moments before her championship fight at the Women's National Golden Gloves Championships in Fort Lauderdale. Chasity is the top-ranked youth female fighter in Florida.
Emotionally, you have to be very, very, very strong. Dealing with hard workouts and just in the gym every day, you have to be mentally strong to deal with certain things that the sport throws at you.
Find the angle. Angle. All right, now I'm coming out the corner. Free jab, step in, step right around. Bang, bang, bang. And you step right straight to her.
McKinley says he's as old school as they come, and until he met Chasity, he didn't believe a woman should be a fighter.
I didn't think that they could had the discipline, and I didn't think they was emotionally ready for that type of boxing or that type of training. But when I met her, the circumstances was different. It was something that I felt that it was my calling to do. That I felt that, you know, that God put us together for a reason. I decided that this is what I'm gonna do. I train her, and I haven't made a mistake, and I don't regret it, and I can see her progress.
That is who I look at as my father. Only one who's showed me what that position is all about and what a person, a father, is supposed to do for you and how they're supposed to take care of you and guide you through certain things. He's the only one I've saw as that figure in my life.
She called me one night and she said, I really need somebody as a father figure and I want you to be that person. And so I was honored to say, all right, I can do that. I always said that the daughters need their fathers in their life. You know how that is, girls, daddy's baby. And the same thing with boys, you know, boys are mama's baby. So she has that in me. We got to respect for each other and we understand it. And everybody know about it. So, you know, it's all cool. It's all good.
At the championship fight in July, Chasity's mother, Karen Smith, sat in the crowd waiting anxiously. She wasn't always thrilled about Chasity fighting.
I didn't feel too good about it, but as I got more involved in it with her, I feel good about it. I like the sport now. She loves it, so I love it too. I'm excited, but I'm also nervous.
And fighting out of the blue corner, Chasity Martin from Florida. This is a championship bout. People, give him some energy.
Chasity came out strong, but in the opening minutes, she struggled against her more experienced opponent, Anna Crutchfield from South Carolina. Anna had already beaten Chasity once, 2 years ago during Chasity's first sanctioned bout. After an intense first round, Chasity went back to her corner to regroup with her trainer.
Not so much bouncing, but punch, okay?
Okay.
You'll lose this fight, you don't get to do it.
Chasity listened to McKinley and went after Anna in the next round. The two traded shots, and after two more competitive rounds, the decision was in.
For bout number 21, a unanimous decision for your winner in the red corner, Anna Crutchfield. Anna Crutchfield.
After Chasity lost to Anna Crutchfield for the second time in 2 years, she just wanted to get back in the gym.
Just training and more training, more fights.
Hopefully, she says, at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. I'm Michael Sharp in Miami.
Chasity fights her next match in North Carolina tomorrow and starts her junior year at Monarch High School in Coconut Creek on Monday. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.